Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
future-ready science demonstrations in smart boxes.
Peter Colin Hill, Glenbrook Advanced Concepts Institute, Glenbrook, NSW, Australia. It is the demonstration of phenomena that persuade students science actually works. Witnessing effects, or better still, getting hands-on experience, piques students' curiosity. I wonder what is causing that. If some new idea is fresh in their mind, seeing it work makes it real. Over the course of an education, personal encounters with nature stimulate growth in their understanding. Over the years, the technique of teaching using demonstrations has been so successful that now each high school holds over 500 items, rotating them out of storage, into the classroom for display and then back again. This article can be seen as contemplating what should be the next 100 practical demonstrations. It takes the position that business as usual will be overtaken by smart demonstrations that look after themselves while they move in and out of storage. Low-cost computers that are simplifying our home appliances can also be tasked to de-skill demonstrations when they are integrated with the packaging. In the high school equipment storeroom, the uninitiated and the general reader most likely need to comprehend some in-house terms they would overhear if they were to listen in on teachers' staff conversations. Some items of equipment they designate as demonstrations, while others are called practicals. The former refers to equipment operated by teachers to show the students, while the latter the students can manipulate the equipment, take results, process and report. One change in the pipeline promised by smart packaging is that it will make demonstrations sufficiently safe and robust so that after they are shown to the students, they can be handed over to them as practicals. Learning the language and thinking used by different specialities is a common feature in embarking on any systems change like the migration to smart packaging. Some changes in recent memory are online shopping, paperless banking or Uber. Change management has become a speciality in its own right. It has its own in-house terms that we can't assume everyone automatically knows. After the change has been established, then everything settles down to the new normal. Specialist terms once again become relevant only to a particular audience. Business process re-engineering, or BPR, is jargon that change managers use to describe what they do. They have to crystallize why a change is going to improve things, figure out a range of scenarios to achieve it, and get the teams in place to guide the change through. In a company setting, there is often an opportunity to use a more efficient technology, but it means changing one, some, or even all processes. Businesses just can't shut down and start up a few days later with a new way of doing things. The changeover has to be planned for and choreographed. Invariably, the unexpected happens, and chaos ensues, and it is this that is remembered. Experienced managers would point out there is a key difference between the high-stakes enterprise BPR and product innovation BPR. Smartphone and smart locks have all begun their life in a small market segment as what would seem now as modest offerings. For the smart demonstration, we can develop something to fill an identified customer's need, but under the hood install the hardware in readiness for enterprise BPR. When showing the device to the prospective customer, we would first point out the transparent case and battery power for ease of demonstration. When asked, "What is that part?" the reply would be, "It's the GPS," or "That's the electronic paper label." The reason for these features would be given that enterprise modeling shows that savings from a more efficient stock system will pay for the additional features that the evaluator is helping finesse. We are at the point of showing three prototype demonstrations in smart boxes. It is in effect a demonstration of demonstrations. It shows the effect is real even if the process of BPR seems unlikely to be taken on from what is known as an informal skunk works. Fortunately, BPR has a relatively straightforward formula of describing before and after to cut through to where the change gets us. For the before-pre-smart scenario, we use the electron deflection demonstration, in which a beam of electrons traveling in a straight line suddenly goes in circles when it enters a magnetic field. This is striking, as if you were to pick up a pen and throw it into a waste paper basket, you would not expect to fire some kind of go-in-a-circle ray at it in mid-flight and bend its path back on itself, so it gets stuck running on a circular track. A beam of mixed particles entering a magnetic field will have some peel away clockwise, some anti-clockwise, some in tight circles, some in broad arcs. The path depends on the charge and mass, showcases on a human macro scale the character of different particles, electrons, protons, neutrons and more. Thus, the electron deflection demonstration is an essential stepping stone that students have to master to access higher levels. it has an important analogy to first learning how to multiply two numbers, to progress to the times tables and then on to arithmetic. Listening to the explanation given by the teacher will reveal the use of different imagery to suit audiences at different levels of understanding. For a primary school audience, the following might be given. Imagine you are riding an electron into a region of magnetic field coming down like rain. It is as if a steering rocket engine laid horizontally on your lap pointing right, turns on steering you off course. As it is pointing across your lap, you won't speed up, just arc right in a circle. The in-house term in education and science for the system of concepts built up in the learner's mind is a model. Explanations requires some skill, as you would not be advised to discuss special relativity and Lorentz force with primary school students, although this is the scientific model. Equally, simple bridging explanations like the little rocket engine, if used, has to be in such a manner it relegated to an initial imagination aid. Smart packaging will have to sense and adapt to the level of the audience. In terms of BPR, there is inventory management and expertise management. In the before system, expertise gets progressively filtered and fragmented as it works its way out to the students. Misconceptions can and do enter the concept stream. In the smart demonstration scenario, the expert input sits directly with the demonstration mediated by software. In a timed trial, it took 20 minutes to gather the parts, assemble and test a before electron deflection demonstration. A risk assessment and equipment list had to be processed. The self-inductance coil that produced 20,000 volts from a 6 volts power pack failed to operate and a replacement supplied. The alligator clip wire connecting the power to the ground of the deflection tube failed and had to be replaced. The after BPR scenario begins with the teacher logging a request for the smart electron deflection demonstration. In the storeroom, the nearest unit wakes up and runs a self-diagnostic, which it fails, and alerts support staff directing them to the room in which it's stored, then it glows and beeps on the shelf. They take it to the mail room and the electronic paper label directs it to repair. At the same time, a surplus unit has alerted staff and has itself shipped to the school. Meanwhile, a small circle appears on the top right corner of the student's education icon on their phones. This alerts them to suggested podcasts and clips that will support the upcoming demonstration. A base document with intro explanation questions and answers is used by an app that arranges the information into a series of scripts for audio. Output formats would include versions for introduction, lesson, practice questions, and extended test. Google Cloud AI text-to-speech can read scripts with user-selected pitch, speed, and accent, creating customized podcasts. Listener responses can be collected, and the core document modified and improved in real time. An expert may see the wording of a question needs to be modified and it can be changed by editing the core document. At the lesson, the unit scans the relative strength of Wi-Fi signals to work out it is in the classroom. It is battery powered and this feeds a low-cost transformer that is controlled by a Raspberry Pi or Arduino, all housed in a 4 footprint clear plastic base. Above sits the tube. The protective casing surrounding the tube payload folds to the side. If desired, the parts are illuminated in sequence as the unit announces their name. This can be synced to the classroom electronic whiteboard and sound system. The unit capacitive touch controls can be duplicated on the whiteboard or teacher's laptop. The demonstration itself uses a tethered bar magnet, but also fixed solenoids that can provide set magnetic field levels. With the pre-lesson responses collected by the system, the unit can ask students by name to explain aspects of the demonstration. Perhaps of greatest long-term benefit is the ability to add expert appendices to the operation manual. These appendices contain expert input that, for whatever reason, has been set aside in favor of the consensus explanation. One such topic is the low-pressure plasma finger that extends from the ground to just above the surface of the cathode. This provides a point location in the center of the cold cathode that has high field that extracts the pulse of electrons from the cold metal. Another area that requires clarification is magnetic fields and an analysis of the popular yet baseless idea that magnetic fields add, becoming more concentrated and with judicious head waving, exert a pressure not unlike a gas. There is capacity for communication upstream from the user, who can record audio feedback which will be electronically tagged to the unit icon in the inventory management systems and be managed by standard ticketed quality control systems developed for IT.
Another podcast, another story, comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.